Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Hey and parak Aleph Mishnah Vav as we continue discussing the halachos of what allows for a valid sukkah versus an invalid sukkah. In parak Aleph Mishnah Hey, we're going to discuss an exception to the rule that we learned in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah taught us that anything that can become Tameh or does not grow from the ground may not be used as Schach, whereas anything that cannot become Tameh and grows from the ground may be used as Schach. And here's an exception to that. Says the Mishnah, Chavilei Kash, Vechavilei Eitzim, Vechavilei Zeradim, bundles of straw, bundles of wood, and bundles of cane. As the Bartanura points out, this refers to a type of cane that is fed to animals when moist and is used as firewood when dry. And says the Mishnah, Ein Misachin Bohem, that they may not be used as schach, that although straw, wood, and cane are allowed on a daraisa level to be used as schach, because they do grow from the ground and they cannot become tameh, the Chachamim decreed that they are not allowed to be used when tied in chavilos, when tied as a part of bundles. Now, why is this the case? There are a few points here. Number one, that even proper schach materials cannot be used as schach unless one put them on the sukkah with the intention that they will provide shade from the sun or some form of protection. If one put them there for a different purpose, then they are not going to be valid. Now, that's piece number one. Piece number two. The Torah requires that schach be valid when it is constructed. If it was invalid at that time, then it cannot be fixed later, simply by removing the disqualifying factor. Rather, one must reconstruct it in a valid manner from scratch, for example, by picking it up and then putting it back down. Now, our Mishnah is teaching us that bundles of straw, wood, and cane cannot be used as schach, even though they are valid schach materials. The reason is because bundles of straw, wood, and cane were often left out in the sun to dry, so that they can be used as firewood. If a person puts schach bundles on a sukkah to dry, then they are not allowed to be used for schach, because one must construct schach with the intent that it will provide actual shade. Furthermore, even if he then changed his mind and decided to use them as schach, they remain invalid because schach must be valid at the moment that it is put in place, like we said before. The Chachamim were therefore concerned that someone might put bundles of wood, straw, or cane on his sukkah in order to dry, and then change his mind and decide to leave them there for schach. In order to prevent this, as the Bartanura points out, The Chachamim decreed that bundles of wood, straw, and cane may not be used at all, even if one put them on the sukkah for the correct purpose. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Kulan Shehetiran Kisheros. And any of these bundles that are untied, then it is allowed. The decree only applies to bundles. Once they have been untied, they are no longer bundles, and they are fit to be used as schach. Finishing off the Mishnah, the Kulan Kasheros Latifanos. But says the Mishnah, all of them are allowed for the walls of a sukkah. They are only not valid for the actual schach. Continuing now with Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. Now, a house cannot be used as a sukkah, even if its roof is made of materials that are fit for schach, because the Torah tells us to dwell in a sukkah, which means a structure that was built mainly to provide shade, which excludes the home in which one lives the rest of the year. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, the roofs of houses were often made of wood, of wide wooden beams. The Chachamim therefore decreed that wide wooden beams or boards are not allowed to be used for schach, because if they would be allowed, a person might think they can just fulfill the mitzvah by sitting under wide beams in a sukkah, so you could do so in the house as well. The Mishnah therefore is going to cite a machlokas as to how wide a board must be in order for it to be invalid. Says the Mishnah, Mesachin Binisarim, you may use boards narrower than four tefachim as schach, because only boards that are four tefachim wide might be compared to the beams of a roof. Divri Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oseh, but Rabbi Meir says, no, it's absolutely not allowed. Even boards that are narrower than four tefachim may not be used, because they also might be compared to the beams of a roof. And it's a... And as the Bar Tanura tells us, we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the situation that as long as they are four tefachim or less, they may be used. Now the Mishnah states the halacha in a case where a board that is four tefachim wide which everyone agrees is not allowed, was placed on top of a sukkah alongside a wall, between the wall and the valid tzchach. Says the Mishnah, Nosan Allah Neser Shu Rachav Arba Tvachim Kishera. If one put a board that is four tvachim wide on a sukkah alongside a wall, the sukkah is valid because the board is not wide enough to separate the wall from the sukkah. Uvilvad Shelo Yishan Tachtov. However, provided that one does not sleep under the board, that although the rest of the sukkah is valid, the area directly below the board is not. Therefore, one who sleeps there does not fulfill the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah. Quick review: Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey taught us that even though normally anything that cannot become tummy and grows from the ground may be used as schach, then in the situation of straw, of bundles of straw, bundles of wood, and bundles of cane, they cannot be used as schach. And the reason is because we're concerned that a person is just going to leave it on top of the sukkah as just to let it dry out, and that's not going to be done with the kavanah, with the proper intention for the actual mitzvah of schach. But for the walls, they certainly can be, but if they're untied, then they certainly can be used. Only a problem if they're being put there in bundles. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us that all of them are allowed to be used for the walls of a sukkah, so they're only invalid for schach. Then in Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah taught us that you're allowed to use boards according to Rabbi Yehuda that are narrower than four tefachim as schach, even though we're concerned that normally boards cannot be used because it might be too similar to a house, and someone might think they could use their house as a sukkah. But if the boards are less than four tefachim, then Rabbi Yehuda, who we paskin like, says that you can use them as part of schach. Rabbi Meir disagrees, but again we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if one put a board that is four tefachim wide on a sukkah alongside a wall, and the sukkah is valid in that case, as long as the person doesn't actually sleep directly under the board. Have a great day.